So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I am your gracious host, Felix Diaz. But before we get started, this episode is sponsored by StackerWallet.com. Are you looking for a sleek, minimalistic wallet? It's time to upgrade to the Stacker Pro. Holds up to 10 cards. Also has a waterproof sleeve to keep your money dry if you're on the go and it's raining. Again, head over to StackerWallet.com to learn more. What is going on, guys? Today we're going to talk about, I'm getting straight to it, man. Happy Sunday. Getting straight to it, man. Limitations. Let's talk about this today, man. Limitations. I'm thinking of limitations that I've had in the past that I kind of created for myself. I was the creator of the limitations. Just as the word sounds, limitations, limits, you, the person that is tuning into this podcast, you right now, you are the person that is setting those limitations. And I want you to think deep and hard about this, okay? You are creating the limits of what your success looks like. You are creating the limits of saying, hey, I can't do this because that I'm limited to this. Now, this is what I want you to do going into this week. I was pushing out 3 podcasts a week. And we had to kind of, you know, tone it back a little bit. I want to go ahead and give you guys some content that is going to really, energize you and give you that determination and that focus to keep you going the entire week. So Sundays or Mondays will be the new podcast schedule. And for anyone that's new here, man, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Also, if you can, head over to Instagram and at the Felix Diaz and give me a follow. 53,000 streams, 75 countries, man. This has been an incredible journey, and I'm super thankful for everyone that continues to hit that play button, man. Shout out to the UK out there, Leroy, Rudy. Thank you for reaching out to me on Instagram, man. Keep pumping out, that content and keep driving your passion towards your brand, man. Remember that this is not your final destination, just your current season. And the first step is the hardest step, but once you take that first step, anything is possible. Listen, guys, I'm just like thinking about all the things that I have experienced up to the, I'll be 32 years old, in February, and I'm thinking of all the limitations that I set for myself, telling myself, oh, I can't do this, or I'm in the gym and I feel like, oh, there's one more rep, but I'm not going to do it because I'm being lazy. I'm setting these false limits. They don't exist. There isn't a limit of success. There isn't a limit of happiness. There isn't a limit. Like, you got to remember, man, like, there's going to come a time where you are going to accomplish everything that's on your list. But then when you get to that limit, that area, that space where you say, oh, well, there's no way that I can continue to go. This is it. No, there's not. That's where you go and you create another door. You create another opportunity. You create another, connection. You create another path for yourself to continue to grow into this, this best version of yourself. And I talk about this a lot because I think that I've hit speed bumps along the way. Like, I don't think of them as limitations anymore because I know I am capable of accomplishing anything that I set my mind to because I have the right people in my life. And sometimes I have, no people in my life. And when I say that, it's like, Leroy talked about it in a couple of his podcast episodes, man. Make sure to check them out. It's Product of My Environment. It's on all, podcast platforms. Make sure to check them out. But Leroy said it in his, it's like, sometimes eliminating people that don't see the vision is okay. And I want to say this because I think a lot of people get the misconception. They say, well, like, oh, my spouse doesn't support me, or oh, my boyfriend doesn't see this, or my girlfriend, and that's fine. Maybe they won't get it. But, if this is something that you're truly passionate about, if this is something that you're truly motivated to do, you got to sit them down and say, hey, like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to accomplish this goal and this dream and this vision that I have. Like, that vision and goal was put in you because you have the ability to accomplish it. I'm going to say that again. That dream and that goal that you have right now in your brain that maybe is not even put to paper, maybe it's not, a living thing right now. The reason it is put in you and the reason you've thought it up is because you can achieve it. You can accomplish it, man. I need you to start believing in yourself. I need you to start you know, if you're not a part of Clubhouse, man, sign up for Clubhouse, get into some of those meetings with these multimillionaire people and listen to their thought process. Listen to see if you see that they're setting limits for themselves, because they're not setting limits. They're saying, hey, this is what we did. This is how we did it. This is how I can do it. And I'm telling you right now from experience, from a podcast that went to zero to almost 60,000. I know I'm dragging that out a little bit, but to 53,000 streams, I thought the same thing. There's no way people are going to tune in. There's no way people are going to, you know, hit the subscribe button. There's no way people are going to leave comments under the Apple section or Spotify. There's no way I'm going to get ranked up. There's no way that my podcast is going to show up on the Spotify Motivational Hour. I didn't think that. And now look where we are today in 2021, and my podcast has done those things. So what I want you to do is, if you're a rapper, a creator, an entrepreneur, a gamer, a streamer, a musician, whatever it is, man, a personal trainer, someone that's looking to level up, man, I want you to focus this week on knocking out some tasks. No limitations, guys. There are no limitations in 2021. You hear me? No limitations. Keep it moving. Keep it going. You know, block out the distractions. Block out the naysayers. Keep posting content. Keep showing up to the gym. Keep making those cold calls to the people that you want to train, the people that you want to sell insurance to the people that you want to be associated with. Keep making those calls. Keep DMing those people that you don't think will find, you know. I'm gonna tell you a story, and I'm going on talking about reaching out to people. So I reached out to an influencer on Instagram that wanted $700 to post my wallet on their, like, I said, hey man, I'm looking for people to post a Stacker wallet. As you don't know, I am promoting my own stuff on this podcast. There's no secret to that. But I reached out to him. I said, hey man, how much would you charge me right now to share a click here, link up, whatever, swipe up? He said $700. And in my mind and on my whiteboard and in my vision book, man, I freaking went in and I said, I'm going to put this number down. He said $700. To share, I mean, you could run a Facebook ad for $5. You could run a Facebook ad for $20. You might get some sales. You might not get some sales. But the thing that kind of, you know, that boggled my mind there was, like, there are people out there charging $700. This is just like for someone out there that's like a gym or a, you know, a small business, or like that dude wanted $700 to share my wallet on his Instagram story. If that doesn't go to show you that if you build something, that you have the ability, and I'm not knocking this guy. This is just me being real with you guys. Like, this is just 100%. Like, let's talk about it, because I want to inspire somebody out there. He wanted to charge me $700 for a picture for 24 hours. I'm throwing it out there. 24 hours, $700 to share my content. Listen, man, if you have a podcast, if you have, you know, an Instagram account, whatever it is, man, network with people, man. Promote, like, I promote Leroy stuff all the time. I hear my name get brought up in his podcast. He doesn't need to do it. I've never asked him to, but he does, and I appreciate it. You know, Rudy, he reached out to me on Instagram with a number of other people that have tuned in, again, at the Felix Diaz on Twitter, at the Felix Diaz on Instagram. You know, the thing is here, man, is I want to associate with like-minded people in 2021. I want to stop doubting ourselves. I want us to keep pushing forward in 2021. You know, my goal this year was to lose 60 pounds. Right now, I was at 271 before I got COVID. Right now, I'm at 259. Still have a lot of work to do, but you know, we're working. We're working, and I'm associating myself. Like, so when you're scrolling down your timeline and when you're looking down, you know, your Facebook page and your Twitter page, like, what you're looking at is what you're consuming. So what I started to do was I started to follow these big name influencers, these big people that I know aren't setting limits, you know, like limitations for themselves, and they're grinding every single day to continue to have, again, I don't want to use this word because my wife said that, oh, like when I met you, like you were all about status and stuff like that. Like, it's not about status for me anymore, man. It's about the dedication to create something that is going to live on beyond me. And that's what Not Your Final Destination is here on this podcast. Like, once I'm gone and once I'm dead and once, you know, the Lord, you know, calls my number and it's time for me to go, like, this is going to live on to people that are are going to need this, that are going to need, you know, this message, that are going to need to hear these things. And that's what I'm creating right now. So if I don't make a single dollar from this podcast, at the end of the day, I'll be truly, truly happy, because I know someone out there right now is on the edge of quitting, and that is, you know, battling some mental things. And this podcast right here is going to get you through it. I'm saying that right now. I'm speaking it into existence, and I'm letting you know right now that you are alive. I love you, whoever you are. I know that that's kind of, people say, well, that's kind of weird. How does someone say they love you? I love you, man. Stay focused, stay driven, stay motivated, stay inspired, inspire others, help people along the way. I'm telling you right now, man, I had a good conversation with Leroy when we first met, and I told him straight up. I said, you know, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you one piece of advice. I gave Rudy some advice too, and I'll talk about that next. I said, hey, man, just go for it. Just do it. Just get, like Nike. Just do it. Go get them. Like TSD. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just telling you, man, like, just go after it. And Rudy, I shared the same thing with him, man. I said, find something that you are passionate about. If I can learn something out of the 32 years that I'm about to be, I've been blessed to live, is, man, like, stay consistent. Damn, man, if I would have just stayed consistent on these crazy things, and, you know, a brand that I sold back in 2015, MMP, like, if I would have stayed consistent with those things and didn't think, well, let me sell this real quick to make a quick couple thousand dollars, like, what that would have been right now. If the brand was worth, you know, the $5,000 that I got for it back in 2014, I couldn't imagine what it would be right now in 2021. I wanted, you know, a boutique bought it, they LLC'd it, they did all this other stuff to market out of, you know, I think Louisiana or something like that, Mississippi, somewhere like that. They bought it off of me. Like, I just think of all those things that, you know, were planted within me to accomplish. So as I sit here and I record this episode, I'm thinking back at all the times that I thought that the limitations were unbreakable. Like, this was it. Like, I have no way of continuing. I have no way of staying focused. I have no way of pushing on. Like, you do, man. You do. Whether you're a man, a female, whatever it is, man. This goes for everybody out there. Like, you have a purpose. You are alive for a reason, man. Don't forget that. Do not forget that you are here with a purpose. I know that a lot of people that tune into this podcast, if you're still listening right now to this point of the message, listen, man, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this person right now. Thank you so much for guiding them to my podcast and keeping them focused on living the best life that they've ever lived. Lord, I ask you to take any, you know, pain, anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide, anything that they're battling right now, I ask you to just put your hand on them and remove it from them, Lord. They are here because you wanted them to be here, and out of a lot of possibilities of them not being here, they are here, and we're thankful for them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Listen, guys, man, I just want to thank you guys. You know, 53,000 streams to some may not seem like a lot. To me, it seems like a hell of a lot, and I can't wait to see, you know, all the brands that we connect with. And when I say brands, man, I'm talking about the people that are coming up, man. Bubba Got Beats, Leroy's podcast, The Dinner Table Podcast, Rudy, I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of your clothing brand, but Rudy's clothing company, you know, TSD, the Solution Dynamics, go get them. Like, you know, all these people, man, that are going out there, and there's many more I can list, you know, Cat Scratch Ceramics, TSD Arc, Reach Destiny Arts, you know, what, just places of people that are really trying to live out their dreams and their passions, man. And remember, I'm gonna say it again, I want this to sit with you in your heart, man. The first step is the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. Remember, this is not your final destination, just your current season. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me this Sunday. Make sure to do amazing things this week. Remember, the to-do list from this episode: knock out a couple tasks on your goals. Like, knock them out, put them on paper, put them on your smartphone notes somewhere, put them somewhere you can see them. And I hope you knock some of them out and that you continue to grow into 2021, man. I want to see a lot of people win this year. And I'm looking, man. I'm looking at social medias. Whoever follows me, again, at the Felix Diaz on Twitter and Instagram, I look, I follow back, I communicate. Man, keep pushing forward. I need you just as much as you need this. So again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the next one.